Follow our Twitter account at Wow Show.
This is your MMA show, Way of the Warrior. I'm Kevin's in with Eric O'Brien, Sean Dezay. Time to talk to the champ. We have got Dominic Cruz with us. He is your current bantamweight champion. Talked about this earlier in segment one. He is going to have a front row seat as part of the broadcast team for UFC on Fuel TV. And I think he's going to be seeing the guy he's going to be taking on next when he makes that return. Dominic, I know you've been out with injury. It's been a long time since you've been in the cage, but the plus for us is that now as part of the broadcast team, you've kind of been hanging around. We haven't forgot about you, and we've really enjoyed what you've been doing on the broadcast team.
I appreciate the compliment on the broadcasting, first of all, and it's going well because the way that I look at it is anything that I that if you give me the time to do something, I'm going to put as much energy and as much myself into it as possible, and that's what I've done with the analyst spot that I've been given, is I've just put my mentality that I have for fighting into the analyst stuff, and it's worked out pretty well. You know, I would rather be fighting very much, but I don't have that choice, so I'm making do with what I have, and it's worked out well, and I'm blessed to have that opportunity, and I'm having fun with it.
And we've got UFC bantamweight champion Dominic Cruz with us today. You've got the interim champion going to be on the card that you're helping to call live from Wembley Arena in London this Saturday, 3 o'clock on Fuel TV. You've got Henan Burrell. He's the interim champ right now because you're out with that injury. He's taking on Michael McDonald. It's got to be interesting for you to watch these two guys because you're probably going to have your next fight against one of these two guys. Would that be a safe assumption when you get back from injury?
That's definitely a safe assumption, no doubt. And I definitely will be looking forward to it and foaming at the mouth watching it.
I know you never want to pick a guy. You say you'd fight whoever wins the fight. Is there a guy, though, who matches up better stylistically with you that you would watch in this fight and say, you know, I'd rather have that guy. I'm coming off an injury. It's been a while since I've fought. Or does it really not matter to you?
I mean, it sounds cheesy, but it's the truth, and this is the way that I think, and it's, am I a world champion? Yes. Am I the best in my division in the world? Yes. Then why would it or should it ever matter who I fight? Well, it doesn't, does it?
Well, it really doesn't as far as when you're concerned about which fighter is going to win this fight. But Henan Burrell, he's been on a bit of a tear, and he's probably one of the longest reigning interim champs we've had in a while. That would be a nice big headlining fight for you to return to. Does that give you any rooting interest in Henan Burrell maybe taking out Michael McDonald in this interim championship fight?
And then you have all those facts that you just stated, and if Michael McDonald takes out Henan Burrell, now Michael McDonald gets all that leeway, doesn't he?
Nope, fair enough.
Michael McDonald becomes the guy to beat. And the truth is, I don't really care who I'm fighting. I think that I want to fight the guy who's the best. And you hear this all the time, but it's really the only way to go about it. If you look at yourself as a champion, you want the guy who's proven himself to be the best. Right now, that's Henan. And I believe that he's got a little bit more experience than McDonald, and I think he could pull it out. Now, does that say that I think for sure? Absolutely not. McDonald's got a great, great chance. I think he definitely has tons of huge tools, but I think Henan's going to be able to squeak this one out, and I think that that's what I'm going to be seeing in the near future.
So, speaking of the injury, you've been out for a while now. Do you have a time frame you can give us? When do you expect to be back? I mean, it seems like you said a safe assumption that whichever one of these guys wins, you're going to be facing them. Does that mean you're on a timetable to get back into camp? Where are you with the rehabilitation? We're just kind of wondering. We want to see you back in that cage.
Man, I want to see me back in that cage more than everybody else. That's a guarantee. So, that being said, I don't know. I'm cleared to run in 2 weeks. That's about where I'm at. The doctor says, Dominic, you're not allowed to do anything except these rehab moves. You're long enough through therapy that you are now allowed to run on a treadmill. That just gives you an idea of where I am in therapy. I'm barely being cleared to run right now.
Now, for people that aren't familiar with it, you had to have some surgery on your leg, left knee, correct?
I tore my ACL.
Yep.
And, I tore my ACL and my MCL.
Oof.
And they put a cadaver tendon in my knee. And the cadaver that they put in my knee rejected to my body.
Oh, my.
And so it failed. So now I had to go back in. They took out that cadaver that my body didn't like, and they took my patella tendon, and they put that in my knee. And so now that's healing up, and I have to kind of restart the process all over. And that's what's caused so much problem, is having to restart the process all over. Now, this doesn't affect me in the sense of my knee being worse now because I did 2 surgeries on it, because they are not using the same parts twice.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is it's just the time to heal that's the killer. It's the loss of time. The timeout kills the fans as much as it kills me, and that actually kills me even more. So
right.
If I'm not hurting already because of my knee, then I got to hear how bad everybody wants to see me in there whooping people's butt at 135 pounds, and all I can say is I'm cleared to run in 2 weeks. I'm sorry.
Well, you don't have to be sorry. I mean, I think the one cool thing that's happened here, like I said earlier, is that you've been able to join the broadcast team. And a lot of guys go out with injury, and we kind of don't ever see them. And you almost forget, especially when they do these interim belts, that that guy exists. You're out, and you're in front of people all the time. You're going to be live UFC on Fuel TV this weekend, live from Wembley, probably calling, helping to be on the broadcast team for your next challenger in that fight. So, I mean, we appreciate the fact that we've been able to see you. And your analysis as a fighter who's in the fight game right now, I really think that's an amazing asset to the broadcast team.
I'm glad to hear that. And I've heard a lot of positive things about that. And I think that's huge. I mean, to hear from people on the outside who are listening to my commentary and they're learning from it and understanding it, that's exactly what I'm going for. Now I'm giving back to MMA in the way that it's given to me. And I'm helping out the fans to understand the sport better. And in the end, when the fans understand the sport better, now the fighters get more recognition instead of boos, because they know what the fighters are going through. So that's what this is all about for me, and that's part of it. And that's everything I can do right now while I'm hurt, and I'm making the best of it, and I'm doing everything I can to get back for all my fans and everybody else.
UFC Bantamweight Champion Dominic Cruz on with us today. Dominic, you've been a wrestler all your life, so I wanted to get your views on this. We just found out the news this week that the IOC is going to be removing wrestling from the Olympics. It seems inconceivable to all of us on the show. What are your thoughts on that? You're a lifelong wrestler. I mean, it's been a way for people for, you know, ages. It was what MMA was born from, essentially, was wrestling in the Olympics, the original Greek Olympics, and then the modern Olympics in 1876. Wrestling's always been a part of it. How do you feel as somebody who's really built your life on something like this, hearing the IOC saying, you know, it's not really something we want to do anymore?
The IOC looks at what wrestling is, and they look at wrestling as a money sign or not.
Mm-hmm.
Period. That's how they look at it. They don't look at the years of tradition. They don't look at what it does for the community, what it does for kids in the junior high and the high schools to have an Olympic dream to look forward to. They don't look at none of that stuff. I really, truly don't think that they do, because that none of those things pay the bills for them. So I think that golf, bringing in the money that it's brought in, they say, man, screw this. We're going to bring golf in here. Look at the numbers they're bringing in. Look mm-hmm. look at the views they're getting on television. We need to add that and get rid of wrestling. And it breaks my heart. Absolutely breaks my heart.
It just seems so arbitrary, too, because you look at wrestling, and it's one of those things where so many countries have been able to meddle in this. People talk about soccer being the world sport because all you need is a ball. All you need to wrestle is two dudes. I mean, seriously, two guys, mano a mano, and that's wrestling.
It's true, and that's exactly why I got into it. I couldn't afford to go play football and buy all that equipment and do all this and that. So I wrestled, and it was an outstanding tool for me. It made me who I am today, and it breaks my heart that other kids aren't going to be able to experience that in the sense of looking at an Olympic dream possibly. You know, everybody watches Olympic wrestlers, and that's who they model themselves after when they're in junior high and high school wrestling. And now it's all going to change. The good thing, the positive end of this whole situation, though, is now it gives one less thought for a wrestler. Man, after I get done with college and I'm undefeated in college and I'm a four-time national champion, mm-hmm. what do I do? Should I go to the Olympics? Well, that's not necessarily an option. I guess I'm going to fight. So yeah. Now what's going to happen is I think we're going to see some of the best wrestlers on this planet evolve themselves directly into MMA.
That's going to be great to see these guys come right into MMA. I mean, maybe the IOC will change their mind. We certainly hope so. Dominic Cruz, current UFC Bantamweight champion. You're going to be on the broadcast team, UFC on Fuel TV, this weekend. Thanks so much. I know your time is very tight right now, and we just want to thank you for taking the time with us and being on the show today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
UFC Bantamweight champion Dominic Cruz on with us. Thank you so much, Dominic, for taking the time. Got a big time difference in the UK right now, so definitely glad he took some time with us. Don't forget UFC on Fuel 7. It is live from Wembley, and it's going to be at 3:00 on Fuel TV on Saturday, so make sure you keep that time difference in mind, especially if you're going to check things out on Facebook. I think that actually gets started around noon. Dominic Cruz, current champ, is going to have a front row seat for that interim bantamweight championship with Henan Barao and Michael McDonald. He says he doesn't care who wins. I didn't really expect him to say anything different, but I believe him, although I still think that fight with Henan Barao, when we see that return, of Dominic Cruz. More on the way, Way of the Warrior segment 4 coming up next. News and notes on the way. This is your MMA show, Way of the Warrior.